Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. It is time for our monthly opportunity to talk to some of the women who are the leaders and the key registered dietitians at Wise Markets. Beth Stark's back on the line. She's the leader of the team. She's a lifestyle initiative manager and a registered dietitian at Wise Markets. Good morning, Beth. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Great to call in.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Are you going to be able to keep things on the calm at your house? Is that feasible at 7 a.m.?
Ironically, I just scurried the little one upstairs, so I'm hopeful that the calm will remain for at least our segment.
All right, well, fabulous. I hope so, too. And Catherine Long here, Healthy Living Coordinator, registered dietitian at Wise Markets. Usually she has WKOK and or Ryan Leckie blasting at her house. So, Catherine, you'll have to keep those down a little bit today. Good morning.
Good morning.
I do appreciate you, too. You're both checking in. Now, let me start out with Beth. What have you been doing during this time? I know that the dietitians have not taken a day off or been furloughed, and you've still been busy. So tell us about the COVID-19 activities on Second Street and with you, Beth.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think from last month's show, you might remember that Catherine and I have obviously been working remotely, and just recently we finished up a couple of weeks worth of time at our Milton distribution center, where we were helping out taking some temperatures with the associates. So we're the whole team really, I should say, is an all hands on deck kind of approach. The in store team, they're working on creating new programming that can be delivered virtually. We're doing a lot on social media with recipe solutions and videos and so forth, just to reach our consumers in a different way. So, honestly, I'm proud of the team beyond belief. We've done a lot to kind of just adapt and shift and be able to deliver information to customers in new ways right now.
Well, and Catherine, it seems like we get more emails from you with good organizational information and tips and healthy bites out and different things. Explain your activity level.
Yeah, so it's kind of been similar to, like Beth said, we were up at the Milton Distribution Center for a little bit, working from home. We're still keeping up with our podcast, so we just had a new episode that came out yesterday. Actually, it's all about sodium and why this is such an important topic that's relevant for so many people. So really interesting fact. So right now, about a third of Americans have high blood pressure. And when they did some research, so at 50 years old, so when you're 50 years old, your life expectancy is 5 years longer if you have normal blood pressure, versus, 5 years shorter if you had high blood pressure. So really interesting statistics. And so in that episode, we talk about, just how to, look at labels, how much sodium you should be eating. And then we share three tips to kind of add salty flavors to foods without actually adding any salt. And your taste buds will adjust. So very important topic, relevant to everybody. So we're really happy with that. In addition to the podcast, customers are still emailing us. So wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. You can always get in touch with us that way. Or our Wise Healthy Bites Facebook group. So, join that. You can, just get kind of relevant topics every day. We kind of are out there, motivating people to be well these days. The simplest ways possible. We're trying to, stay out there and stay relevant as much as we can.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed the "Do you have a salt tooth?" I love that title for that. That was clever for the latest podcast. And I was surprised, Catherine, that there are almost everything has a little salt in it. How much salt do we consume?
Yeah, so we actually consume, I think the average American is about 3,400 milligrams of sodium a day, which is really way over the recommendation, which is 2,300 milligrams a day. But then if you already have high blood pressure or some other chronic conditions, your limit goes down to 1,500 milligrams a day. So it's really, you really have to be aware and kind of read those labels. But really, we do mention in the very beginning of the podcast that our bodies do need some sodium. It's an important electrolyte. It has a lot of, jobs in the body. by, you know, we just kind of can get into some trouble when we're chronically eating too much.
So you can't really and probably shouldn't go salt-free. Beth, I would think restaurant food would be one of the hot spots if you're going to be trying to watch your sodium intake.
Well, you know, it is definitely packaged, prepared foods, you know, that you're generally purchasing that are ready to eat in your home versus, you know, consuming salt because you're salting your food or you're cooking with salt and that kind of thing. So in the episode, we actually cover the salty six, which are some of those foods which are contributing the greatest amount of sodium in our diets. And some of them may surprise you, some of them might not, but something like deli meats, breads, you know, cheeses, things like that are among some of the items on that list. It's a really great episode, though. We kind of, you know, realize right now people may be eating more restaurant food, you know, and they're kind of doing a balance of cooking from home and then also restaurants. But, you know, some of the solutions we provide, like Catherine said, to season and add flavor to foods without a lot of sodium is, you know, we cover some really great tips.
Well, next, let's focus not so much on the message that you've been passing along, but how you've been doing it. Let's focus on the media. Healthy Bites is out there. You just mentioned the podcasts. What else? Let's do the Healthy Bites magazine, and then we'll talk about how else people can contact you both.
Yeah, so we just released our brand new edition of Healthy Bites magazine. It's covering May and June time frame. So I was just flipping through it. We just got our hard copies within the last few days, and we have a great spread on some of current seasonal produce offerings. May is strawberry month, so we have some really great ideas for how to use strawberries in different ways. One that I'm staring at right now is just jumping off the page at me. It's a recipe for strawberry basil mozzarella skewers. So it's kind of a fun and a sweet and savory twist on classic caprese salad with fresh strawberries, basil, fresh mozzarella, and a balsamic drizzle. There's a lot of great salad recipes. May is also salad month, so we have some different ideas just to kind of shake up the traditional salad, how to add more nutrition, you know, with different ingredients, how to make your own homemade vinaigrette, which is so much easier than people realize. We also have a great recipe for a zoodle salad, so zucchini is also coming into season very soon. So zucchini noodles are one of those, you know, just kind of great applications for zucchini that you can purchase prepared right from the store, or you can actually use a spiralizer or a vegetable peeler to prepare yourself. But it's a recipe using zucchini noodles, chickpeas, avocado, again with a homemade vinaigrette. And of course, you know, we are now finally getting into grilling season even more than before. You know, only if those temperatures would warm up, right? So we do have a lot of great grilling recipes, you know, for some salads, a delicious looking burger, a salmon recipe. So yeah, lots of kind of just great seasonal recipes in here. And so customers can always pick this up in our stores, and you know, it's available online at healthybites.wisemarkets.com.
The high definition photograph of the burger is ridiculous. I looked at that yesterday. I'm like, holy smokes, honey, guess what we're having?
It does look so good. So yeah, it's a grilled onion, tomato, and Swiss burger that uses lean ground beef, you know, and it's a really great, just kind of something different for your grill. And that's kind of what our motivation was. You know, I know for me personally, I kind of grill the same old things all the time. So this is kind of just similar recipes you might make, but with a different twist, just to add some different flavors, to add more nutrition, or just to kind of give you some inspiration on the grill this summer.
Other ways to connect with Wise Dietitians, Catherine?
Yeah, so like I said, you can always email us at wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. Or if you just go to the Wise Markets website and click on, there's like a healthy living tab, meet your dietitians, you know, you can find all of our information there. And also just, you know, like the Wise Markets Facebook page. We're putting, like Beth said in the beginning, we're putting recipe videos out or doing Facebook Live or Instagram Live daily now. So you can find the Wise Dietitians either on Facebook or Instagram every day.
And telehealth is something that we're going to have to learn to do with our doctor, but we can do that with a dietitian.
That's right. That's right. So just in March, I believe, we launched a telehealth service where a customer can meet with a dietitian virtually. It's through you can do it on an app on your phone, really simple, or your computer. Or if you don't have a smartphone or webcam, you can just do a traditional phone call. But it's free right now, and all you have to do is email us if you'd like to sign up, and we will get you matched up with a dietitian.
Right, so that's a great way to connect and get your questions answered. I know one question you've been getting lately is how to keep your groceries sanitary. So we're just about out of time on this particular segment, but let's get a glimpse of something we'll elaborate on at 7:40. This idea of making sure that your groceries are clean enough to come in your sanitary and COVID-free house. So talk about that, please.
Right. Right. So there's a lot of question out there, like, do you need to wipe your groceries down when you get home? And according to the FDA, they say there's no evidence of food packaging being associated with transmitting the virus. So you don't need to, you know, wipe those down and sanitize your groceries.
Okay. So we have seen all kinds of videos and helps to do this. What about reusable bags? Do you know, are you starting to get a sense anyway on when we'd be able to start using those?
I don't know that for sure, but, you know, once we do, I'm sure Wise will put out a statement, you know, letting us know that restrictions are being lifted and things like that.
Well, and I noticed that at the Wise store, you do have now reusable plastic bags, so you don't necessarily have to use the completely disposable or, well, I guess they're completely recyclable ones, but you do have reusable plastic bags. I think they're 10 cents a piece. Of course, you also have the Fight Hunger campaign is underway, so there's a lot going on in the store to pay attention to while you're there. I haven't been to a Wise Markets in almost 20 hours, so I know what I'm talking about. But yeah, you have all the social distancing and that. Okay, well, before we wrap up, just to real quickly review that you have taken all kinds of precautions, Beth. What has happened at the store if people haven't been there lately, just to make sure that everybody's really well taken care of there?
Yeah, you know, and again, I mean, it's similar to a lot of other retail establishments right now. I mean, we're kind of capping how many individuals can be at the store at one time, you know, wiping things down regularly. There's a lot of protocols in place just to keep everything clean and sanitary, to keep, of course, our customers safe as well as our associates, because that's also critical to our operations. You know, associates and customers are wearing masks, and, you know, we're really kind of doing what everyone else is doing just to keep everyone well and kind of get over this hump.
All right. Well, when we come back on our second segment at 7:40, we are going to talk about, I want you to elaborate on this findings from the FDA that you don't really need to wipe down groceries, because that's good news. Eating for longevity. As a person who's 60 years old now, I'll take that to heart. And I was happy to find that it's basically the Mediterranean diet. So we'll refer to that. And that's in the Healthy Bites. And there's some new food trends out there. So we'll talk about those. I'm going to put you both on hold. So you stand by for a short 15-minute wait, and then we'll be back on the line. You'll both stand by, Beth and Catherine?
We will.
All right, fabulous. All right, we'll be talking to them at 7:40 again, of course, minus my, I always run just a little bit late when I'm doing this, so, but we'll have them back on the line and we'll have those topics. Elizabeth Stark, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets, and Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator, Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets. They're part of the team of a half a dozen women who are that team of registered dietitians, and these are the two that produce the Healthy Bites podcast. I think they're up to about 18 episodes or so. A new one pops up on my Pocket Cast each week and tells me that there's more good information in Healthy Bites.
Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're literally right in the middle of our interview with Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets, and Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets. They're part of the team of a half a dozen or more women who are very busy these days making sure that the COVID-19 pandemic is taken care of, that the information that you need to know is there, that the Healthy Bites comes out in a timely fashion with great information. Although, Beth, I like your comment earlier, your grilling tips that are in there, 30 minutes or less, get grilling in the Healthy Bites magazine, has nothing to do with with the fact it's going to be 27 degrees this Saturday morning.
I know. But believe me, if I could, like, you know, kind of tie the weather forecast consistently into the magazine and make sure that it matched the recipes in there, you know, 70s mm-hmm. and sunny like Sunday, I would definitely do it, Mark.
Yeah, it's like the stay-at-home order seems to keep the temperature frozen, too, or something or other. I don't know how that's working.
And the rain around, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, every other day. We talked about in the first segment this idea of the telehealth service. Let's reiterate that, because if someone's saying, well, geez, what's a dietitian doing during a pandemic? Answering questions electronically is the answer. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so we're kind of doing a few things. So beyond the telehealth, which I'll speak to in just a moment, you know, definitely check us out, Wise Markets, on Facebook as well as on Instagram. We've been going live on one of those platforms every single day. We have regular videos from the Wise Dietitians right from their own kitchens preparing recipes using, you know, basic pantry staples and things that we assume people will probably have on hand right now, and just, you know, really being a resource for some of those different ideas and inspiration. And you can always email us at wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. And I also going to direct you to our Wise Markets Dietitian Facebook page, which Catherine is really, Facebook group, I should say, with which Catherine moderates and puts a lot of great content on there as well. So there's always a way to connect with us, even outside of telehealth, just if you have a simple question. But as far as telehealth goes, you know, we certainly recognize that, you know, people who may have been newly diagnosed with a condition or maybe just need a little bit of help managing a condition, maybe you were seeing a dietitian before and just you don't have that access right now, you know, we're able to actually conduct a counseling session all you know, prior privacy managed and all of those different, you know, security pieces in play, you know, right from the comfort of a customer's home. So this is all through your mobile device, you know, your phone, your tablet, your laptop, and then the consumer on the other side will use the same thing. And it's just a great way to connect, you know, with a video chat to, you know, navigate some different health conditions, manage the disease and so forth. And, you know, we also have the opportunity to there if you need just some suggestions, maybe personalized, you know, meal planning ideas. And it doesn't have to be, you know, something related to diabetes, for example. It could be that you just need some guidance on, you know, basic cooking skills right now, or techniques or ideas for your kids, or, you know, some of those different things as well. So we have that resource available. You can email the Wise Dietitians to get more information. Starting probably within the next day or so, we'll also be posting within our Wise Markets Facebook events page a bunch of different virtual sessions that the dietitians will be hosting as group sessions. So this would be something that you could really engage with maybe your child and the dietitian to do a hands-on cooking kind of recipe solution and or, you know, follow along for some information on a specific diet. I know we have Mediterranean Diet Month going on right now, so we have some workshops on the Mediterranean diet. So essentially they've taken programs they would have executed in the stores or in the community that aren't happening right now, and we've pushed it all to our virtual, our, you know, our new telehealth tool. So we would be able to allow for up to 20 registrants for those programs. So definitely check out Wise Facebook events page within the next day or so to see some of the awesome events that they have coming up in the next month.
I'm definitely going to sign up for telehealth, and when you see me on the video today, I'm going to ask, I'm having trouble doing the podcast or the puzzle on the Kids Bite page, and I'm hoping you guys can help me with that. So,
yeah, we can always guide you on there as well.
Thank you.
But yeah, we're just really trying to you know, take our communications in the ways that we know people are consuming them right now, which is largely online or, you know, some virtual type of approach. So we have all of those different resources and access points available right now.
Well, and you should say, of course, that not everybody has the internet, and the Wise Markets Healthy Bites magazine is a literal, touchable, hard copy magazine at the store. So pick one up and make sure that it's got all kinds of helpful information in it. We talked about wiping down groceries themselves. Now, you know, maybe handle with carrier bags and that kind of thing, but as for the groceries themselves, you should be pretty safe there. Reiterate that message if you don't mind.
Right, that's absolutely right. So a lot of people have that question right now, you know, do I need to be wiping down and sanitizing my groceries? So I went and found the resource from the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, to see what they say. So this was the information that they provided on their website. So they said that there's really no evidence of food packaging being associated with transmission of the coronavirus, and that the virus is spread really from person to person. So they provided just a few tips, you know, on how to make your grocery shopping trip a success. And really what, you know, we would recommend is before shopping, you know, checking your fridge, checking your pantry, make a list of everything that you'll need for the next, you know, maybe 1 to 2 weeks. When you're grocery shopping, you know, wear your mask, practice that social distancing as best you can. You know, sometimes it's harder to do in the grocery store. And then when you get home, you know, wash your hands just with soap and water for 20 seconds when you get home, and, you know, after putting away your groceries and things like that. But then otherwise, just, you know, the same kind of food safety guidelines would follow now as they would before. So, you know, washing your fruits and veggies under water before you eat them, and, you know, just cleaning off your countertops and stuff before cooking.
All right. In the, or this week and in the Healthy Bites magazine a little bit, you're talking about food trends. So what is becoming more popular these days?
Yeah, that's actually a timely question. You know, I just actually listened to a webinar last week that really covered some of the different consumer buying habits and what people are cooking, and I personally thought it was fascinating. So, you know, folks are really, you know, leaning on, of course, canned food. So, you know, they're seeking new recipes and ideas for beans, for canned tuna and chicken. They're doing a lot more with, of course, shelf-stable items that have a much longer shelf life, of course, so like rice and pasta. So really some of those different concepts have tied into what we're doing on social media with the Wise Dietitian videos. You know, so you think of a pasta, that's a great go-to. It's generally affordable, and it's something you can cook very quickly, but what can you do with it besides just adding some sauce? So I know one of our dietitians just recently posted a new recipe idea for something like that. But, it, you know, people are kind of doing more with comfort food, so seeking recipes for lasagna and mac and cheese. They're doing more baking. You know, so those types of trends are really bubbling up right now, and it's even seen, you know, in some of the different information we've received, you know, just with what consumers are buying in our own stores. You know, they're really kind of purchasing items that you would need for baking or for some of these other types of comfort food recipes.
Any other trends that we should keep an eye out for? Anything else popping up on the screens these days?
Yeah, I mean, one more thing.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Okay. Yeah, one more thing would be, you know, when it comes to your fruits and veggies, you know, again, like Beth said, people are buying more canned, they're buying more frozen. And a lot of people think that, you know, those aren't necessarily as good for you as fresh, but, you know, they really are. So, you know, when things are canned and frozen, they're kind of picked at their peak freshness, and they're, you know, flash frozen, you know, within a couple of days or even a day, and it's, you know, the same thing with canned. So we would just say, you know, look for ones without added sauces and sodium in there. And so another trend is, you know, when people are buying fresh, you know, they're buying some fresh, and then they're freezing half of it, which I think is really interesting. So just quickly, so if you want to freeze some fresh fruit, what you want to do is wash and dry that thoroughly. So make sure it's really dry before you put it in the freezer. Arrange it on a single layer on a sheet pan, so like each piece of fruit freezes individually. Then once it's frozen, transfer it to a freezer bag so things won't kind of freeze together as a big block. And then with fresh veggies, you can freeze fresh veggies, but you do need to blanch them first. So what that means, bring a pot of water to a very brisk boil, put the veggies in there for like 1 to 3 minutes, remove them, and then, you know, once they're chilled and drained and dry, kind of do the same thing with the fruit. So arrange them in a single layer on a sheet pan, put them in the freezer, and then once they're frozen, transfer them to the freezer bag. So that we've seen recently is that people are trying to preserve, you know, those fresh fruits and veggies more themselves at home.
All right. Well, fabulous information. We really appreciate that. You can reach out to Wise Markets Dietitians by calling their 800 number, which is 1-800-662-5370. That's 1-800-662-5370. Healthy Bites Magazine is on the newsstands. Of course, you can follow them on Twitter. Please do as I do. Subscribe to their podcast. The new one just came out yesterday. You can sign up for telehealth if you have a specific question, and they can help you out. Instagram and Facebook and email wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. Did I cover them? Is there any other way to find a dietitian?
Gosh, I think you got most of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely were. I mean, it sounds like when you see all those things, we're in a lot of places, which I love to hear that. You can reach us in a variety of different ways.
Well, how about it? My smartphone warms up every time you guys get busy because more things come through on Instagram and Facebook and the live feeds. I like to watch those, so we really appreciate your help. Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager, thank you so much for checking in today. And Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator, Wise Markets, both are registered dietitians, part of the team at Wise Markets. Thank you so much, both of you, for checking in today.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Okay, that's Beth Stark, Wise Markets. And again, we invite you to go to WKOK.com. Thanks to the hard work of Mr. Rob Center. Their interview and all of our interviews with the Wise Markets Dietitians always posted at WKOK.com.